This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Grant McCauley going to join us to talk Braves at 1:20, as we always do on Wednesdays at 1:20. And every week it just gets worse. Every week it's like, all right, what are we going to ask Grant? Now I know what we're going to ask him about. At least it's a little easier to come up with stuff this week. The last couple of weeks was all the same. But yeah, it's shocking how bad this season has gotten. Grant will join us to talk about it in 20 minutes. Then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40, as always.
Yeah, I'm like... Grant, well, we talked about the bad pitching, talked about the bad hitting.
All-Star game.
Yeah, that.
That's happening. Then, you know,
yeah, soon. It'll be here before he comes on next Wednesday.
Yes, that's
right?
True.
Okay.
Well, yeah, wait. I think the game's Tuesday.
I thought the game's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah,
right?
Home Run Derby Monday, All-Star game Tuesday.
Yeah, that's it.
So we won't be able to, so we'll have to ask him about the All-Star
that's
stuff
what I said.
Now.
That's favorite.
So that's good.
That's what I said. Next time we talk to him, the All-Star game would have been played.
So. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is harder to come up with stuff to talk to him about today.
Goodness gracious.
I was trying to sell that thing. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be great. Groundbreaking.
It's such a long damn season, man.
You know, it doesn't feel that long when they're playing good.
Oh, no. Like, damn, it's already over?
I don't remember 2023 feeling very long at all.
You know, I was thinking about that a couple days ago, Buck. I was like, is this what it was like then?
No, it wasn't. It was awesome because every night you tune in and they hit bombs.
No, I'm talking about before it came awesome. Was it slow like this?
What do you mean?
Before they started this run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was slow, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, there's nothing worse than the tail end of, and it's not tail end, like it's not even the All-Star break yet, but like there's nothing worse than a bad baseball team dragging their ass through the summer.
No.
Because it's day after day after, and look, at least for us, and we talk about sports for a living. We're not like trying to complain like we have real problems. But and even the people that do cover them for a living don't really have real problems either. But there's nothing fun about going to the ballpark day after day after day and having to talk to these guys about this. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to talk about it. They know what's going on. You got to go in there and be like, all right, so tell us about the first inning, you know? Like, you don't want to ask them about it. They don't want to talk about it. People you're providing the content for don't want to read about it. It's just an exercise in frustration.
Yeah.
Well, yep.
We'll get to it, though. Hey, Andy, do you, because I only know about Georgia, and Washington, right? Do they have those, like, khaki, like, shorts with the W's on them? Or the Husky on it, like this. Because my wife is at Dick's Sporting Goods because I ordered Samsung Pleats. She went and picked them up like that. Do they have those kind of shorts?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's sort of like a Southern preppy
thing.
Okay,
I was just curious. Because she asked if I wanted a pair. I was like, I've never seen a brother in those. I've never seen a brother in those pants.
No, that's an interesting thing. Like, there's definitely a pretty stark difference in – like the college football fan fashion regionally.
Okay.
Like SEC fashion is very specific. Not everybody, but like, you know, a lot of folks that root for SEC schools, it's very like, it's very preppy. Like khaki shorts like that with the logo all over it.
Do you think I would, do I look like a logo?
No, I don't think you'd wear
okay,
that.
Okay, thank
no,
you.
No, I don't.
Like, she's like, this entire, she said the text, these are cute. I don't want no damn cute clothes, woman. I ain't no damn child.
Yeah, no, that doesn't look like something you'd wear.
I know, that ain't cute.
That looks like something maybe like Ashley would put Jack in.
Yeah,
you know?
So like that. Yeah, I'm like, I've never seen no brothers in none of I've never seen them.
But you go to a Georgia tailgate this year, you'll see, see a grown up in those.
I won't see no grown up brothers in them.
No. Maybe.
No.
You might.
No.
It's possible.
No.
One guy.
No.
Like a Trevor. You might.
No.
You know, zero?
No. Zero.
O for the race?
Zilch. All right, there's no way.
You might have one black guy in him. It's possible.
It won't be this one.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to be you. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be you.
My knees are cute.
But yeah, there's a wide spectrum of way people dress.
Yeah.
But no, it's we're much more of like a you got to prepare for rain kind of fans.
Okay.
You know, because like the first week or two non-conference.
Is it raining?
It's hot.
Okay.
You might get one or two hot home games. But, yeah, by conference play, it's raining. So you're wearing, you're going to go on the Husky website and find more, like, waterproof jackets.
Oh.
Rain gear, that kind of stuff. We don't have a lot of like khaki shorts
and
stuff. No. By the time we're playing, you're wearing jeans, probably.
Right.
Or rain pants.
One
or two. If you're going to be in the crowd.
How many pair of rain pants do you own?
One.
That's it?
I live here now.
Oh, no, I was assuming then.
Oh, I've had a couple different pairs. There was one point in my life where my truck stopped working and I had to commute via moped exclusively, even in like February. And so I would put on my full waterproof gear and ride my moped through town to get to work. So
hard knock life, huh?
I mean, you know, it's not the easiest pickup line.
You gotta come ride for
not the easiest pickup line. How'd you get here? Great. Take your car. Can't we take yours?
You never pulled that with the scooter?
And I know this is not what you mean, but literally you could not pull anything with the scooter that I had. It was a 49cc engine. It didn't have the power to pull. Like,
you
could not have two people on it. No. I could tell, this is true, I could tell the difference going up hills if I had been working out more.
Right.
Like, it was easier to go up hills if I had been more physically fit. Like, a 5 to 10 pound difference made a difference going up hills with that thing. It was a very, very weak motor. It was a very weak engine.
Did you have to recharge it?
No, it was gas.
Okay.
It was gas. Got great gas mileage.
I bet it did.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I bet it did.
And you could park it anywhere, which was the whole point.
Yeah, like, not in Atlanta, you got booted right
my
here.
Truck, I couldn't park at work because I didn't want to pay for, this goes back years, I didn't want to pay for parking at the radio station that I worked at, just like I don't want to pay for parking here. So I got a moped so I could park it. We didn't have a cool neighborhood to park in like we have here.
Right.
So yeah, I got a moped so I could park it on the sidewalk.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well. Hey, but now you're rolling in it now. I mean, you can still afford to pay. You got enough job. You can pay the parking here.
Yeah, but it's a ripoff.
It kind of is.
It's a total scam. It's ridiculous that they make you guys pay that much to park down there.
It kind of
there's like no amenities either. Yeah. Like, there's no guaranteed spot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to drive all the way down to the
center of the earth. I got the red today.
That's good.
Yeah, I got the red. I caught somebody to pull it out.
That's good.
Yeah, I got the red today. So, yeah, I'm always going to start red, even if I'm almost late.
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, literally, you have to. That's the first floor. But
no, I go through and then come back around.
Yeah. You try to find one?
Yeah, I try to find one.
Yeah, and it goes up like every year, right? You guys are paying more than you were a couple years ago.
Hell no, we ain't.
Oh.
If they have, I have not been informed of this.
Yeah, they got to let you know when they go rate hikes.
I don't think so. You guys should check that. I think it's higher.
How much is it? It's like $80, ain't it?
I think it's $95 a month now.
Oh, yeah, I need to
reassess
that.
That's actually news to me.
Because when that little pass I had, you know, when I was doing it, it went away. And I was like, all right, how much is it? How much really is it? And I was like, oh, never mind. I'll park in the lot.
They told you it was $95?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because it just comes out of your check, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like, you don't see it.
Yeah.
So they could be higher than that by now. You never know.
Hmm.
What would it take?
No, there's no chance of that. What would it take for you guys to get in the neighborhood with me?
About 95 bucks.
Bro,
I want a scooter now. Huh? I will bring that scooter up to
my biggest thing is here. I will do the 2-hour parking. I just got to make, but the brakes aren't, their brakes aren't long enough for me to get out and,
right.
and go move the car
and
to
the boot man's because not playing
remember,
around.
Because you remember, Bo, I was like, damn, Bo, because, oh, God, it was last year. And I'm telling Bo, I was like, man, I done parked 3 days in a row in the 2-hour parking and nothing happened. The fourth, as soon as I told Bo that.
Boot man
got me. As soon as I told Bo that.
That man Dent's down there working hard. Yeah. He is down there making sure.
As soon as I said
people
that,
aren't breaking the rules.
The boot man got me.
All right, I think we've delayed the inevitable long enough. Let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Might as well. It's the only highlight.
And he jumps on this pitch and crushes it deep left center. Gone, Eli White. Welcome to Sacramento.
I don't know if we're ready to call it the Eli White Revenge Tour just yet, but nice to see home run number 4 here for Eli. 452 feet.
Who the hell are these guys? Who the hell are these guys?
Who was that? Was that?
So that was Wiley Ballard.
Was
and
it?
CJ Nikowski, yeah.
Oh.
Huh. I heard that he was on the game last night watching it. It didn't sound like him. So that's the one run that the Braves scored last night. Eli White, who was in the lineup because Ronald Acuna got scratched right before first pitch because
back tightness. And they said
tweaked
that,
his back.
They said that like he probably was going to play. Like so they had to go and like, hey, Doc, come look at Ronald.
Right.
You know, and like you were saying earlier in the show, hopefully it's not something that's going to linger. Hopefully he's back in the lineup today because, I mean, that first play of the game, you know, both of your two fielders are out, starting fielders are out, and you have an in-the-park walk-off home run that looked like it was the Bad News Bears.
Yep. Well, they are the Bad News Braves.
Yeah.
It was unfortunately, like with all the stuff that keeps compounding, it's like, wow, how could it get worse?
It does, fittingly,
because that's the way that they're playing right now.
We said that.
Unfortunately, that's the baseball team that they are.
We said that yesterday, Andy, around 11 something, that it's going to get worse.
It's only going to get worse.
And I'll be damned,
it got worse before the game started because Acuna got scratched.
Acuna got scratched.
Yeah.
And the first pitch, Fuentes, who has been sent down, who, but bless his heart,
had no business being up in the first place.
No business being in the majors. Yeah. And if all the other starts didn't show you that, that one did. This kid just looked shook.
Yep.
Rightfully so. He's still a baby out there, man. And he was just grooving. He was on bat practice. He really was. And they were just teeing off on it. And it's just unfortunate because we talked about it as far as, you know, they talk a lot about ruining young quarterbacks and all those different things. I just hope this don't do that to him. You know? You never know.
I mean, look, he's a guy with the franchise has plans for him in the future. But never did they plan on him having to do what he's done here. And even after the first start or two, they wouldn't have had him in the rotation still. But then with multiple guys getting injured, like he was in there because of Sale. And then Schwellenbach gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, so you add that to the list.
Who they put in?
And again, that's why when you say, like, okay, they were 10 games under 500 or struggling to get anywhere closer than 5 games under 500.
Last time they were 500?
Even with their – I remember they got one game over. And then Acuna came back. And it was like, all right.
They
weathered the storm. Things are about to be good. And it's gotten significantly worse since then. But that was with, a solid rotation for the majority of that. They don't have a rotation anymore. They got two guys, and then Elder, who is a starter, but obviously is a roll of the dice.
Made me a liar last time.
And then you got bullpen games and young guys and all that kind of stuff. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
Especially when your offense is the way it is.
It's crazy to know a season is over this early, but it's over.
I ain't ready to say that.
Okay. What do you want to say?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay, good. Well, it's time to go to break. We'll see what Grant has to say. All right. Grant McCauley's going to join us next. He'll say some stuff about the Braves, too. And it'll be really good and interesting. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. But Wednesdays at 1:20 mean it's Grant McCauley time. Well, Grant, it kind of seems like every week we say this and then we say it again, but this is as bad as it's been, right? Last night was as bad as it's been.
I cannot dispute that claim. Let's go on.
All right. Have you ever covered anything like this before? Like, have you? I mean, not because like, we've covered bad teams, but where the expectation was where it was, and then where the results are so far into the season.
No, that's the difference here. I mean, we have seen bad baseball before. We've seen Braves teams that had no expectations of winning and doing what this club is supposed to be doing this year, and falling so woefully short of it, and that is where the frustration comes in for the team and for the fan base. I mean, this is no part of any script and any idea and any concept that anybody wanted to be talking about as we close in on the All-Star break to watch the Braves in the position they're in right now.
What are they going to do now that there's another opening as far as the starting pitcher thing?
Well, somebody's going to have to pitch.
Right.
Exactly who that is a great question, and I just don't know what the – if there really is a plan, it's going to be a fluid situation is my guess, because they can't keep running bullpen games that blow everybody up every fifth day. You cannot do that. If it's a certain amount of off days and you have to do a couple within like a 10 to 14 day period, yeah, maybe you could get away with that, but it's just not an ideal situation. And as we've seen, asking five or more relievers to be able to, you know, cobble together what you'd hope to get, at least to start with, from a competent starter and then figuring it out from the bullpen, it's a tough ask. I mean, not too many guys, in my view, at least on this staff right now, can be tasked with getting the number of innings you need to get to not have the bullpen get completely wiped out. So I guess to answer what are the options, I mean, there just aren't a lot. You can try out some guys from AAA. You can hope that you get a little bit better. But I think that we learned last night and should have known already, it was quite a gambit to bring Didier Fuentes up at 20 years old with seven starts above A-ball and task him with facing major league lineups. And I think that it has, unfortunately, played out about as poorly as it can. And now he's going to go back, I think, reset, and hopefully just get back to getting the development that he very much needs.
When a season is going like this, obviously there's a lot of different conversations amongst the fan base as far as like, well, you should do this, or you should, you know, move this guy here, or punt, or whatever.
Netflix,
right, of course. Luckily, football's right around the corner. What would signal to you, like, legitimately, from the franchise's perspective, that they really are kind of thinking, all right, this season is what it is. We need to start positioning ourselves to not be back here next year and in the future?
I mean, the standings are a pretty good indicator because of where we are in the season now. At any point that you end up with a double-digit deficit in your division and eight, nine, or more teams ahead of you in the final wild card spot, that's an issue, obviously, because the climb is going to be – it's going to be steep. And you're running out of time. I mean, that's basically what this has come down to now. It's just kind of an equation of, okay, look at the math and think about the probabilities based on who we have in-house. Do we have the team that can do it? And I'm not going to tell you that, you know, that there's not enough talent here. I think that there is, but the results are what they are. Doesn't mean they have to, you know, should stop trying, but it also, I think, draws a pretty significant line in the sand over trying to invest in this season. And, you know, the old, you know, I guess, adage of throwing bad money after good. If you were to go out there and just bring in a bunch of players just trying to make something stick for a year that you just may not be able to make up for the time. The time is the biggest enemy that the Braves have right now among the many things that they're trying to work on because they're running out of that resource.
Great. It was an outfield by committee. Now Profar's there's no longer that anymore. But is there a committee at center field right now for the Braves?
It's not much of a committee. I mean, it's a couple of guys that you can throw out there on any given day. And look, I mean, we saw in the first play what can happen if Michael Harris is not patrolling center field. Right. And that's not a knock on Stuart Fairchild. It's not a knock on Eli White. It's just the reality of how good Michael Harris is. Now, in the butterfly effect of last night's game, would that have changed a whole lot? I don't know. The A's took some pretty good swings. They roughed up Didier Fuentes. I think the hit batsman also created a lot of, I would say, anxiety maybe just added to that because you never want to hit somebody and see them have to leave the game. Nobody likes that. So, you know, the center field question, to kind of get back to that and not just continue doing an autopsy of a game that I think many people would like to forget, Harris is still the best center fielder that the Braves have, but he has had significant problems getting going at the plate. And I think his aggression or his, you know, his anxiety up there maybe to just jump on something and do some damage and turn things around with one swing is working against him, and it has been for a while.
Grant McCauley joining us, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. We also saw that Acuna got scratched early or before the game started last night. How do you think that they handled that with just five games left before the All-Star break?
Kid gloves. That's the way I would handle it. I mean, you're not only talking about a player with an injury history, and this obviously has nothing to do with his knees, but I just don't think that you want to or need to push him at this point and in this season where, yes, he's going to want to go out and play. He's going to want to do the things that, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr. is capable of doing, but you got to be judicious, I think, physically with what's going on, and hopefully he'll have that opportunity to still take part in the All-Star festivities and the Home Run Derby and all those things. I don't necessarily view this, at least from first blush, as something that has to be a significant problem, but you may just need to give it some time to calm it down. And I think that's what the Braves did. Maybe the flight across the country was a mitigating factor. I know Ronald said that it was something that he felt tightness when he was lifting weights. So he's just taking it easy for 24, 48 hours. Maybe that's all he's going to need and get some treatment, some anti-inflammatories, and move forward.
Hey, I want to go back to Michael. Do you think there's a possibility that they just probably send him down? Like you said, the anxiety and all the different things, because more than anything, Grant, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like it's more of a mental thing up there right now. Do you think it's a possibility that he may go down?
Yeah, and the mental thing is not unique to him. I think that everybody is dealing with some level of that extra pressure and that pressing that's gone on. And I've talked to different guys about it. We've heard and seen. I know David O'Brien of The Athletic had that conversation with Kevin Seitzer way back about in the offseason when they let Seitz go as the hitting coach. And he said, look, I did everything I could, but I think mentally these guys were so in their heads it was impossible to get them out of that. I don't think that the offense this year is Tim Hyer's fault, per se. But, and I was on my show from the Diamond over the weekend. I had Nick Green of FanDuel Sports on, and he said maybe this just wasn't the best time to bring in somebody with a new message and try to make a drastic change in the midst of something that had worked for so long, went bad last year, and might have gone from bad to worse because now you're trying to change things. And it's hard to know and hard to untangle all of that. And I know this doesn't necessarily answer the question to Harris, but I am going to get to it. It's just, I don't know that sending him to the minor leagues is necessarily, I mean, clearly it's gotten to a point where you need to figure something out. But if you're going to send him down, I think you send him down for what I would refer to as a significant stay. So we're talking about a number of weeks.
Right.
This is not go spend a weekend in Gwinnett and come on back. At least that would not be something that I think is worthwhile.
That would be, at least if we had talked about it at the beginning of the year, that would be something that I would consider drastic. I would still consider
ludicrous.
It drastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, ludicrous, like impossible to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
We understand how we've gotten here. But I think that would be drastic if they sent Michael Harris to the minor leagues for a month. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But if you had to predict that is maybe the answer, maybe there's something else. You know, I mean, fans want a lot of drastic measures taken. What would you predict would be the most drastic thing they would do post All-Star break? Just to, I don't know if it's turned things around or whatever, but like what's something big that you could foresee this team actually doing?
I just don't know that there is that one big thing. I mean, it would be drastic to me to send Harris to the minors.
Me too.
And some people might be listening and swerving off the road and saying, what's this guy talking about? Is he watching? Yeah, I'm watching, but I see a player with a significant amount of talent who has proven it at the big league level, who is just going through, let's be honest, the worst slump of his young career.
Yep.
You'd like to have faith that in your fourth year in the major leagues, you just have to continue to work it out. And sometimes it ain't your day. It's not your year. And you just, you know, everything is harder than it needs to be. And that feels like kind of the whole story of the 2025 Braves.
Yep.
But Michael Harris is still a talented player. He will figure this out. I just think that he's kind of emblematic of a larger problem for this club, and I don't know what the one big drastic thing is. I mean, there used to be jokes, and I rode buses in minor leagues where they pulled names out of hats for a lineup and all used the same bat and stuff like that trying to break out of this. That's all anecdotal. I don't think a big league club's going to do that. I don't think too many fans would think it's very cute, especially if it doesn't work. So, you know, but you've reached that point of frustration, which goes all the way back to what we talked about to begin with. The expectations for this club, they are not being met. It's hard to see right now the vision, you know, coming true for the rest of the season. It's just going to be a grind, I think, to gain whatever foothold you can to try to get something out of this year and better position yourself for what you hope is a brighter future because you still have a very talented baseball team. They're just not playing up to it right now.
Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
as always, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. And, yeah, I understand, like, with all the information that we have now, the idea of doing that with Harris doesn't seem crazy.
No.
Saying that at the beginning of the season, you would, I mean,
there's no way.
You get fired. Like, well, you don't know baseball, so you can't talk about it anymore.
No way.
But, yeah, I mean, that it would be drastic, but if that's what it takes to get him back right and get him right for the future.
You got to do it.
To me, that's, you know, obviously they still have a ton of baseball games left to play. So the goal is to try to win as many of them as possible and, you know, and hope for the best. But the other part of it, just on an individual level, is like guys like that have to figure it out. Like in the final 70 games of the year, you've got to do what you can to get his head right.
Yeah.
Austin Riley back to being more powerful. Like guys that are going to be here, what, you know, you can sort of change your game plan, I think, from a big picture standpoint, if you're the hitting coach with some of these guys, just to try to get them back right for the future.
Yeah.
To me,
I think the thing with it is because you're so bad right now, does this hurt or help? Meaning let them go out there and just continue to struggle and figure it out.
I don't know how it could help.
I don't know how it could help either. But you know what? I mean, Michael is going to be a part of this team because they're not going to trade. They can't get anything for him anyway.
Well, and he should be.
And he should be a part of this team because we see more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad right now is bad. And I think that's when you look at how bad this team is, it's always going to be elevated because this team did not come into this season like the damn Nationals.
Right.
The team came in with high expectations, and he was supposed to be one of those guys.
That's what's so wild about it is the expectations being – I mean, we're talking about predicting 95 wins and stuff. These guys might lose 95 games. I've never covered a team quite like this. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Telling the truth.
Yes.
But the phone number is 404-726-0929. If you want to get on hold and you can ask us about anything you like. Nate is in Woodstock. Hey, Nate. I think. Oh, is my thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Timed out? Are there? Oh, there's a bunch of people. My bad. My thing was paused on yesterday. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi,
so I got a different question for each of y'all.
All right.
Andy, first question. You get an athlete, a musician, and whatever, for 24 hours, right? Everything paid. You don't got to worry about no expenses. But anything y'all do, you can never speak on it again ever in life. Who are you choosing? Athlete from any era.
Okay.
Right? And
okay.
Randy, you got three choices. Bush, cigars, and grilling. When I say grilling, I mean the meat, the spatula, the grill, everything.
Okay.
One you could never do again. One you get for free for the rest of your life. And the other one costs triple what it costs now.
Okay. Say one I couldn't do anymore?
Mm-hmm. It's like Mary Blank... kill kind of thing.
Oh, sort man. Of. Something I can never do. Man. I go cigar. I don't do it every day. So I do it almost every other day.
Mm-hmm.
For free? Give me free Bush.
Okay.
Free Bush.
Now, meat's going to be triple.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Free Bush.
Bush triple's still cheap.
Yeah. That is true.
Bush is so cheap. Like, you can triple
that
it.
That is true.
And it would be fine.
That is true. Like, I can get 90 for 60.
Yeah.
90 Bush for 60 bucks.
Right now? So now 90 for a buck 80? That's not the
that's
worst.
That's not it, yeah.
If I'm trying, I got 24 hours to hang out with some wild folks and never talk about it again, which I would never want to tell anybody about the stuff that we'd probably do.
Right.
I don't know, like peak, like one of those lead singers of the 80s rock band or something like that. Like Bret Michaels or one of those guys or Tommy Lee or something like that. Like peak one of those guys. And then I don't know who you're throwing out there. Dwight Gooden from like 1984, Daryl Strawberry, somebody like that. We're gonna push the limits.
We're gonna push the limits,
and we're never gonna tell anybody about it,
dude. Absolutely.
Although, can I also not be 40? Can I be like 22?
Yeah,
because I don't think I'd live right now. I think I'd be changed forever.
I like the Daryl and Doc.
Yeah, give me Daryl and Doc, like Rick James,
definitely.
And 15 years off my current age, and I think we could have a night. Josh is in Swanee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just have two quick things for Randy. Randy, earlier you asked about what was like a really good newer show that's on Max, HBO.
Yes.
So all those other ones they talked about with The Wire, Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, those are all great shows. In my opinion, season one of True Detective with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson is a phenomenal, I think that's the best TV show there ever was, in my opinion.
Really good.
True Detective. But it's like White Lotus, where each season does not have anything to do with the next season. So it's just season one, True Detective. That's the one you need to watch.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and then one more thing. Randy, like you, my kids at a time went crazy with my credit card on the Fortnite skins.
Oh.
today is the last day. Today is the last day you can file a claim. Type in FTC Fortnite refund on Google, and you can put in your information.
Hold on. Give me that again.
It's FTC Fortnite refund on Google.
Okay.
Click on the first link. You put in your information, and you can pretty much, basically, they were marketing all that wrong back in the day, and they're giving people refunds on that. Most people are getting back, like, checks of $250.
Hell yeah.
Today's the last day to do it. All right. So,
Josh.
Appreciate it, Josh.
Great information.
Appreciate it, brother.
Great information.
Yeah, boy, I do not miss that. Obviously, oh, God. And Samson's almost, he's out of it, almost out of, well, he's pretty much out of the Fortnite. They do this Roblox now, and he's almost out of that, too. And the reason he plays that, because he can't get what he wants on this, I'm just like, all right. Because I'm keeping Bash as far away from all that. I don't went through the skins thing with three different boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Yeah. Hopefully by the time he's of that age, it's over.
I'm done.
I also liked season three of True Detective.
Uh-huh.
Mahershala Ali was one of the detectives in that episode or in that season.
So it's like you said, nothing coordinates from one season to the next.
I don't think. There might be like one little weird thing that's related, but it's not. Yeah, it's totally different stories.
True Detective. Okay.
Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey season was awesome.
Hold on. They're not starring each episode in each season, or the story's different?
Everything's different.
Oh, even the stars.
Cast.
Different. Oh, okay.
Everything.
Okay, gotcha.
Completely different.
Okay.
But their season was really, really good. Tony's in Marietta. Hello, Tony.
How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, I've got a couple of questions. Andy, don't go out with Straw and Doc because you'll never return. But anyway.
They're still around.
One
of them is.
You won't return.
Okay.
There's an AMA from back during the pandemic when you guys were in each other. You know, y'all were home, and someone asked if Randy would rub lotion on your back for $1 million. And Randy was kind of hem-hawing, and you could hear his lovely wife in the background going, hell yeah. Y'all need to pull that up and please play it.
Oh, please. God. I do remember.
Okay, Tony.
I'm just going to tell you.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
We can try to find it.
Because it was.
I about pissed my pants.
All right, Tony. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Tony. Because that's still a thing with me. Because, I mean.
What is?
All right. So, my wife was just on vacation, and there was some bros down there together. And, oh, boy. But he had to spray. All right. But he had to spray. He sprayed his boys back. But he rubbed it. And I'm just like, is that – I've come a long way since we've been together. All right? I have.
Hey, man, it's okay to not be comfortable with stuff.
I've come a long way.
Yeah, I mean.
And a lot of stuff that I was so staunchly and 2 feet in concrete against.
Sure.
Most of it, I'm still there.
Yeah.
But $1 million for me to touch your back ain't that bad.
Yeah, $1 million for it.
$1 million
like,
take you back.
How about just to protect me from the sun?
No. Because I tell you, I thoroughly, and I'm telling you, Andy, don't nothing get me more excited in my bones when I get to put lotion on my woman.
Sure.
That is just like, just.
Have you lost use of your arms?
The greatest thing ever.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, then no.
But there's a little part that you can't get.
You can reach.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't. There's a little.
Use your elbow and push your arm back.
But that's why I do like the spray, though, because you can pretty much get all of it.
I'm just saying, like, that. Like when your woman asks you to put lotion on her, there's nothing better than that.
No, there's certain things that you could do a million times, and they're just as fun as the first
time. It never gets old. It never gets old.
It's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's all I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, but I saw he sprayed him down. And he sprayed him down.
And the spray is a nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice invention.
But I ain't got to spray you down. He sprayed him down. Yeah. Like,
see, the hard part for me is the spray gets caught up in the hair.
Ew.
So you got to press it.
Yeah.
To get it on
So you're messing up the whole thing again.
No, I'm just being honest about it. I'm just saying, like.
But $1 million, I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd do it. Either one of you guys.
I'm not letting you touch me.
Well, if you wanted me to, I'm not going to sneak up on you with lotion.
Yeah, I'm not letting you touch me.
I'm going to like tiptoe behind you and try to lotion up your back. But if you're like, hey, man, my back, I'm just worried about the sun, you know, skin cancer and that kind of stuff. And you're like, hey, I can't get this part. Would you get it for me?
Yes. If you had a problem with the skin cancer, I would do it.
No questions asked. Free of charge. Cam is in the FedEx truck. Hey, Cam.
Y'all are hilarious. Just real quick question. Would you rather be kicked in the chest by a prime John Jones or get punched in the face by a prime Mike Tyson? Either way, you're getting stressed out of there. You're leaving at the stress.
Yeah. Pretty good chance I die either one.
Oh, man. A kick in the chest of Jones or punching the face from Mike.
At least Mike's got a glove on, but I'm probably dead either way.
I'm going to take Mike. Because, like, if John Jones kicks you in the heart, you might die.
Right. It might stop your heart.
Mike with the gloves, he might break your face, but you still could live.
Probably could.
You probably could still live.
Like, you're more likely to live from a boxing glove punch, even though it's prime Mike Tyson, than, like, a heel kick to the solar plexus.
With John Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might kill you, man.
Yeah, I'll go punch. All what right, do so I get?
Here's a bonus question.
Do I get anything?
From
Oh, Warren, yeah, I'm not even free.
Would you rather eat through a straw for the rest of your life or breathe through a tube?
I like smoothies.
I like smoothies.
I'm a smoothie guy. Give me some protein shakes.
I have no problem with a smoothie.
Greg is also in the delivery truck. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? So I got a quick question in the comments. Randy, who do you think is going to be the breakout tight end this year, like Brock Bowers? And another one, if you get thrown out the club by your britches, we call that Bridgetized.
I'm just telling you, dog. If you grab somebody and you just
The other thing is, if you get beat up on the golf course, because this goes back to that story about the golfer drunk getting beat up by a hockey player. If you get beat up on the golf course for acting like a jerk, you should be banned.
You should be banned.
Yeah, like quit messing it up for everybody. Quit trying to fight on the golf course.
Oh man, tight end is going to be a breakout this year. I always forget his name, but I like because he went to Cleveland. The kid out of Bowling Green, but he's gonna be more like Jonnu.
Pitts. Was Pitts plays good?
Fannin.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bo. Did you say Bankhorn. Pitts?
Yeah, if he plays good, is that a breakout? Good.
Yes. And then
can you break out in year five?
I mean, it's a possibility. But yeah, I like Fannin up there because I like them coming out of Bowling Green because he's Jonnu Smith type guy.
Okay. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Tink?
Hey, Tink.
Just trying to stay on the right side of the ceiling.
Good.
Well, me and my partner out here changing our capacitors.
Good, doing the Lord's work.
You got that right. And, we got into a little, I wouldn't say debate, but just a discussion of how you like your bowl of cereal. And my partner said he likes his, just he pours it, adds it, and lets it get all good and soggy, and then likes to eat it. Ugh, I don't know how he does that. But then I like to add my milk first, then my cereal.
What?
But I was just saying, yeah.
Why?
And,
Why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
Keeps it nice crunchy, and then when as I'm eating it, I'll keep adding a little bit more, and then it just enriches the milk, and I just I eat it until pretty much the milk's gone, but I just keep adding cereal.
Okay.
And it just it stays good and crunchy, so I guess me and him are total opposite.
Yes.
He likes it good soggy, and I'd like to cut the roof of my mouth, apparently.
Well, I've never heard anybody that likes it soggy, but the milk first is a wild one,
that's
too.
That's a wild one to me. Andy, I have not had a bowl of cereal since I've probably been 20-something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been that long.
I
don't eat cereal.
I love Cheerios. I'm a very basic cereal guy, but I love Cheerios. I enjoy Cheerios. But I also like, I like a nice bowl of cereal at night. Like, seventh inning of the Braves game, whatever, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Your ass eats Cheerios.
I love Cheerios.
They make Cheerios that
so
are
does
like,
my. So does my toddler.
Well, they're good.
So does mine.
Like, y'all be sharing, you and Jack be sharing cereal?
Well, it's the same box. Like, I think I'm allowed to have some. Are Cheerios for children?
I always think they are.
I
always think they are.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, they're very, I like them.
Good for your heart. It says so on the box.
I've just always liked them.
They also make flavored Cheerios now, which are, most of them are pretty good.
I don't like flavored anything.
No.
Give me the flavored cereal.
I like basic,
not kids cereal,
regular Cheerios. I also like Crispix because they say crunchy longer. I like that too. Is that for kids too?
Sometimes, you know how much, you know why I love you so much, dog? Because you are the most just yourself than anybody I've ever met. I've never met a grown man eat chicks and Cheerios.
I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
I guess.
Yeah. It's cool. I'm like,
this is what
really?
I like. This is what I like.
God, hey. To each his own.
To each his own. Indeed. To All right. Own. Let's get the takeaways of the day. I didn't even know that was weird.
Yeah. It might not be. That's what I'm saying. I could always be in the minority.
There's so many times over the course of the show where I'll say stuff and then I'm like, oh, is that weird? Oh. Cheerios are good, man. I don't know.
Andy likes Cheerios and he's very wrinkly.
Yeah, I get wrinkly with my fingers. If you get tossed out by your britches, you got britchetized.
Yeah, man.
I like that word a lot.
Britchetized.
Hey, you don't have to have the games to have the chair. And Andy gets pruny in 3 minutes.
I'm a quick pruner.
Damn.
We'll come back tomorrow morning and hopefully the Braves don't lose 10-1. I don't know. Who knows? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.